You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Harry Styles in a dress, what would have been in this year's canceled YouTube Rewind, Australia's Great Bull Semen Facility Explosion, and Corey gives us his best Kamala Harris impression. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
I was about to push record when I stumbled upon a news article that I think we should start with, that I think is a big deal to a lot of people around the world.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, so are our listeners, I'm sure.
Always. I think, every time they fire up this podcast, edge of their seat. Mm.
Well, the article comes from Newsweek. It says,
oh shit,
massive semen explosion after blaze hits bull artificial insemination facility. Firefighters forced to dodge projectiles.
Where is this facility?
I don't know. Where do they keep all the bull cum?
What is the bull cum capital of the world?
The bull cum capital of the world is in
Tulsa,
Gippsland, Victoria, which
in Australia,
I think,
or in
so?
Canada?
I don't know. I think we're in Australia. Yes, Australia. A huge fire at a cattle breeding facility in Australia has caused thousands of dollars in damage after at least 100 cylinders containing bull semen were destroyed.
Oh no.
100 cylinders of bull semen.
I've seen you destroy that amount of bull semen in a weekend.
Okay. The firefighters had to be wary of projectiles coming at them while they tackled the blaze.
Did you say Cleopatra coming at ya?
Yes, I did, actually. Well, how does that make you feel? Are we on the brink of a bull extinction because of whatever mishap this is? Who knows?
I don't know. I have so many questions. Like, if semen's exploding,
yeah,
is it liquid enough to help put out the fire?
Ooh, I don't know. It's like if you blew up like a, what are those things that like are all over the country and they got water in them for like when fires happen? What are those called? Like a water,
Water tower.
Yeah. If you blew that up, would it put itself out? Is that what you're
maybe
asking?
Yeah, maybe. Now I'm just thinking about the one in our hometown by the Jackson Crossing Mall that has had Jackson spelled really stupidly for a long time, but I heard they fixed it.
What do you mean spelled stupidly? Like misspelled?
Like the K in Jackson looked like an X. And I remember thinking, who the fuck? They were trying to make the K look like the intersection where 127 meets I-94.
That kind of rings a bell. I don't know.
Well, I haven't blown up one of those things either. Have you ever lit cum on fire?
I feel like now that you mentioned
Halloween was just a few weeks ago.
I didn't. No. It does seem like a ritualistic witch thing that I would do.
I was just going to say that it feels very witchy. I'm sure somewhere.
I feel like I've seen a video. Spell. I've definitely seen a video of cum on like a at least like a what are those? A saucer? What is a saucepan?
Come in a saucepan.
Like burning. Yeah. I feel like I've seen that.
No.
Then why do I have the imagery in my head? Is it because you told me about it? Or now that I talk about it, are all of you, can you imagine the image of it? And does that, I don't know.
Anyway, it bothers me.
I think if you cook cum, it turns it like it must evaporate because it's a liquid. And so does that leave like a powdery residue? I don't know.
Listen, I'm pro-life. I've never lit cum on fire. I've never boiled cum.
Well, that makes one of us. Can you boil cum? I don't know. Can you cook?
Well, sounds like a Tyler Oakley YouTube video waiting. Get Nathan on the phone.
Well, here we go. I do think you can boil pasta in any type of liquid, surely.
Well, you know, I've really been wanting to use my soda stream on a bottle of Gatorade this whole year, and I've yet to do it.
Do it. Why not?
Well, it sounds fun, but I'm like, what if I break something? What if the bottle explodes and like shoots shrapnel everywhere?
And firefighters are forced to dodge projectiles? Yes, I don't know.
And I'm forced to dodge projectiles.
I think lemonade out of lemons. Why not get all the lady bulls? What are the cows? Yes, cows.
Just
sissy cows. Why don't they, if they know the semen's exploding out of the insemination facility, why not get the lady cows out there and have them be catching it?
And have sop it up.
Sop it up. Yes.
Jesus is a biscuit.
They need to lay the little lady cows out on their backs and try to. It's kind of like seems like it's a game.
Yeah. Catch, like angry birds.
But with cum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Three little angry birds. Three little birds sat on a window.
Are you singing Corinne Bailey Ray?
I am.
Was that like, did you hear it on the radio? It was just one of your favorite songs.
Somebody covered it and I think it's bubbling under again. Bubbling under like a boiling saucepan of cum. Bubbly. Michael like Bublé.
Colby Calais bubbly.
No. Three little birds sat on a window. What's the rest of the lyric?
And she told me I don't have to worry.
Who? The birds?
Summer came like cinnamon. So sweet.
Is
little girls playing double dutch on the concrete.
Oh, hey.
I think I'm pretty spot on with those lyrics.
Is double dutch, what is double dutch? I feel like now that I'm a jump roping king, am I able to do double dutch?
Double dutch is where two people hold each one end of the rope and you have to like get in and get out.
Oh, okay. So that's actually the part of jump roping that I hate the most is the rhythm of my hands. So if somebody else took that over, I think I would really be able to like get down and boogie with it.
Do you think it increases your wrist strength?
It definitely, here's what it.
Are your forearms wider?
It helps with your posture, I think, because I try to have my arms back as far as I can go, because then it's working my back, it's working my shoulders, it's working my chest, like wingspan.
Yeah. I picture you using one of those jump ropes that we had in gym class that had like the little plastic, you know, what kind of jump ropes did you have? They had like, it was like a rope, but it had the little plastic colors all the way around. Sorry, my school was poor.
Okay. Did you have, were you so poor or did you have one of those big, like fabric sheets that everyone would blow up and then go inside?
It was a parachute. And you would, someone would run underneath it.
Yeah.
That was like elementary school though.
I think they didn't let us do that fun stuff
in high school.
I feel like I were to get one of those and that would be nice at a festival.
At a festival,
mm-hmm.
And we're all throwing up the parachute and people are running under it. I think we would make friends really fast.
I've seen a video of somebody doing one of those parachutes at college and they like hotbox in it.
I would do that. Oh, I've seen that.
And somebody came around and like opened it and smoke flew everywhere and all the kids ran every which direction.
I think I see that. Was it Vine?
Could have been.
Maybe. Well, I'm glad we got a jump rope update.
That's the jump rope update. And that's that on that. Corey, what's new in your life? What's popping?
Oh, you know, just getting stoned at home and practicing my accents.
Oh, would you care to share?
We've been a big Kamala Harris, We Did It, Joe household lately.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there was a video of Kamala Harris congratulating Joe Biden on the win. It was on her Instagram account, I believe. And she was, it looked like she had just finished a workout or something. And she was calling.
She was like on an outdoor run or something.
Yes. She calls Joe Biden and she says, Corey, what does she say?
We did it, Joe. We did it. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
And then she laughs. I think everyone was memeing it and doing their own versions of it.
I'm not great at it. One of my friends is much better than I am, and he hates it so much. He loves Joe and Kamala, but he's like, he's been quoting it. He's really good at it.
It has been stuck in my head. I will say that.
Right? Well, I saw a TikTok where somebody made it into like an EDM song.
Oh.
I will have to link it to you. It's right up your alley. And it's like, when she says states, it's like state, 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 state.
Please,
and
then I need this. Send this to
the beat drops. It's exactly like right up your alley.
You know, I feel like the thing I like about Kamala Harris is that if she were to see that, she would enjoy it, as opposed to,
sure,
you know, if TikTok got a hold of Trump's audio, Trump tried to ban TikTok because of that. So, like, it's kind of a nice change. Somebody in the White House, hopefully soon, with a sense of humor.
Who can laugh at themselves and...
We didn't know.
We didn't know. So, I've been working on that. And then, I know you... How far into your Schitt's Creek journey are you?
Oh,
episode
maybe
3?
Yeah, basically.
Right. Well, I was really stoned and I was just thinking about in the later seasons, Moira Rose says bebe a lot instead of like baby.
Okay, okay.
And so I was just thinking about her saying, pronouncing Bebe Rex's name, and it was really quite the evening.
How would she say it? Bebe Rex.
Bebe Rex.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. Or what about Bebe Sahara Benet? What is her name? Bebe Sweetbriar? Bebe.
Bebe Sweetbriar?
No, Bebe. Who won the first season?
That drag queen.
Yeah.
Bebe Sahara Benet.
Right. So why'd you say who's that?
Bebe Sahara Benet.
I actually think you do a good accent with that. I can't do accents.
I think I'm terrible. My roommate hates me because I've just been every night, baby Raksa. But I mean, if you watch Schitt's Creek, I'm sorry because I probably just ruined her name for you. I tweeted this and people were like, thank you, but no thank you.
Well,
and
I guess
that's that on that.
Our little Rexars out there, sorry.
Is that what they call themselves?
I think so. I don't actually know. I don't subscribe.
Saurus Rexus?
I don't know. So, we're still in a pandemic.
Sure are.
we've America now has 100,000 or more new cases a day for the last 7, 8, 9, 10 days, I think.
Bitch.
It's not looking good. If you are or if you're listening and you're thinking about going home for the holidays, maybe reconsider. I believe Thanksgiving and Christmas are going to be super spreader events. So
heyo.
So maybe just don't. Maybe just try not to go home for a can of cranberry.
You can get sauce. That. You can get that cranberry sauce around the corner.
Like, is it worth it for the dry turkey and the stuffing from a box? No.
We get it. Your family can't cook, but some of ours can.
Well, I think it's just not the move to kill your grandparents. So maybe that's just me.
Tea.
But while we are suffering over here in America, did you see what happened in Taiwan?
Oh, bitch, they had an outdoor fucking music festival.
Don't even get me started. Bitch, they had Ultra. It was Ultra in Taiwan. And yeah, because they have now had over 200 days with no domestic COVID cases, which means, bitch, they're fucking raving, no masks, living their fucking
lives.
It's just
unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I mean, it...
But it, at the same time, it is. It's believable. I feel like everybody only cares about them. They only care about what affects them. They're always me, 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 I.
Oof. Well, I was very jealous. It felt like, you know, the SpongeBob meme where he's watching like through his window as Squidward and Patrick are playing outside. And it felt like, I was like, I just want to play. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Though we do have two vaccines on the horizon that are showing promising results. So who knows? I don't know. I think, it doesn't a vaccine only work if everyone takes it? It's like, people aren't going to fucking take the vaccine. It's
Well... You can take it.
I'm going to take it, bitch. I'm going to double up.
Take one of each.
I'm going to fucking stick them in. Poke and prod, honey.
I hope the factory explodes and it just rains vaccine rain on me.
I'll be the lady bull trying to catch the spurts.
It's a heifer, bitch.
That's what they call me. Massive explosion all up in me, please.
Get it. Hit it.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very jealous of the festival. It was like a glimpse into my dream 2020, which was I was planning on going to EDC and EDC Vegas and Coachella and Outside Lands and this and that. And life is beautiful. And I wanted to do my first Burning Man. And I wanted to do my first Lightning in a Bottle. It was just, I had so many dreams, but here we are. Isn't it crazy
to
think?
Well, now you get to get stoned in your living room and watch TV.
Lucky me. Lucky me. It is wild to think that other countries just shut down for a month, strict guidelines, and now they're back to normal. And here we are with a bunch of
and isn't it wild Trump that their people. Economies that their economies didn't completely fall apart?
You know, yes. It is. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
I know. They're locking shit down in Michigan again.
I saw that. So I have hopes
Lord knows there's more conspiracy crazies that are going to come try to kill Gretchen Whitmer all over
again.
Please
don't put that out into the universe. I don't think we need that.
Well, the Republicans were like tweeting to like make it happen.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump... That has Who? Been, that never Whomst? Was, that piece of shit, Whomst? that normal citizen that I can fucking shit on now, like, who gives a fuck? I can't wait. I hope Twitter fucking blocks him as soon as they can. Just piece of shit. People, I have been temporarily suspended for much less than Trump is up to.
Have you really been temporarily suspended on Twitter?
I think I like joked to a friend, I said die or something, you know.
Oh, shit.
So.
You said whole picks.
I said whole picks or die. So. Corey, I went on a little cabin getaway this weekend.
How was it?
It was superb. It was wonderful. It was kind of like an unplug, unwind. It was a chance for me to see my little sister and my little brother. And the three of us just had like a siblings getaway up in the mountain. We found a hot spring.
Shit.
I know.
How hot was it?
It was pretty hot. It was like freezing out because we were in the mountains and there was snow. And so I was like, okay, well, this is the location of the hot spring. So it doesn't look like it's that hot down there. But I did see a naked man in like one of the puddles. So I was like, okay, well, if he's naked, then maybe I got to go get and just like dip a toe in, see what's the deal. And I put my toe in and it was fucking hot. It was like a jacuzzi.
Did you ever see Dante's Peak?
I don't even know what that is.
Was that volcano movie from either the late 90s or the early 2000s?
We didn't, gotta be like, Joe.
It's got to be like 90. It's got to be like 1998. Anyways, the volcano is all erupting. And there's this scene where there were these like people in a hot spring and it got too hot because the volcano erupted and it boiled them. It boiled them just like that bull cum.
Oh,
and so now, anytime I've ever been at a hot springs, I'm all like, am I going to die like the people in Dante's Peak?
Have you been to many hot springs?
I went to one near Mammoth like four or five years ago. And it was great. I didn't have a swimsuit, so I just dipped in my toes. I also didn't want to be wet for a car ride home.
Well, I went in with a swimsuit because I was with my siblings. But everyone, there were like three other people. It was a pretty big area. So like I felt comfortable going there and not having to interact with other humans. But we could hear a woman down the way. And she was butt-ass naked. Good for her. Everything out and about, and she's like doing like pulling her leg up behind her and stretching and singing, and she's like talking about like her last shrooms adventure where she became a panther, and I'm like, all of us, me and my little siblings, are eavesdropping, of course, and like her whole situation is out. And so, and she's like rubbing all the mud.
Was she wearing a mask?
Well, she was rubbing the mud on her head and on her face and on her tits and on her everywhere. I was like, is that what we're supposed to be doing? I don't know.
How were her tits?
They were beautiful. I looked at my little brother because he's straight. I was thinking, I wonder if he's into this situation, seeing this woman be all kind of
how old
freaky.
Was the woman?
She was maybe 30. She was she was giving
she's like
me
your age.
She was like sexy and like free spirit. She was shaved head and snatched figure. Not to
you
not
can't
that
say
I,
snatch about a woman when
why
she's
not?
Naked.
I don't know. But yeah, it was very weird to be around naked people with my siblings. I was like, I wanted them to not look.
You're all cover your eyes.
I was. I felt very in charge of my little siblings for the weekend. I was like, okay,
they're both of age.
I know, but it's just they. I look at my little brother
your
and I see a 6-year-old.
Straight brother's probably seen titties.
Oh, he's done more than that. I think. I don't know. I don't want to know.
I'm sure he has.
Well, we had a cabin for the weekend, and it was we went up to kind of like. I don't know, just like a ski resorty area, but it was completely empty because I think it's like off season or something. So it was so nice, so secluded. And it was like a good little siblings retreat. It was nice to connect and be goofy idiots and like just like dance. And
That sounds so nice.
Yeah. We were, we had good conversation. I don't know. I was like, my brother is very on the same wavelength as me of like, let's talk about consciousness and our place in the universe.
Oh, I love that.
And
did you tell him your caterpillar story?
No, but I did have another realization this weekend that I need to be vegetarian.
Oh, wow.
Yet again.
You're gonna do the damn thing.
I need to, I know.
Well, it's up to you.
Anyway, so that was my weekend. And to end the weekend, we watched Dumb and Dumber because it's like a family favorite. And I gotta say, it really holds up. If you're looking for a laugh or a million, Dumb and Dumber.
I feel like you should go as them in the orange and baby blue suits for Halloween some year. I was like a couple's costume.
Okay, well, maybe.
But make it like sexy.
Oh, I was thinking, you know, the Pretty Bird.
Pretty Bird. It's a dead parrot. Its head's taped on.
Okay, spoiler. I think that scene still was shocking. That I mean, the whole movie, it really, there's like a lot in it that are big swings, and they really knock it out of the park still when I'm 31.
I just always think about them riding on that moped to Aspen and the frozen boogers on their faces, and then the one pees and gets frozen to the other one, and then when he gets off the bike, is this, you're looking at me like this isn't all plot.
It is. I'm just remembering it all. I was very stoned, so I don't know.
Why is this movie permanently ingrained in my brain?
It's a good one. When was the last time you saw it? I highly recommend.
Well, I'll look it up. So, wait, I had this written down. It was something I wanted to bring up to you.
Because
it was big drama in our household.
What?
So, there was like, if you look online and you Google like Reba McEntire's ex-husband's like new wife, it pulls up pictures of this woman who looks identical to Reba. And so all along, all my friends were saying that Reba McEntire's ex-husband married a woman who looked identical to Reba McEntire, like literally spitting image twins. And we've been believing this for a good chunk of the year, but we finally found out over the weekend that it was actually a lie. And it was just like, people kept tagging this woman in photos of Reba McEntire to change the algorithm so that pictures of Reba come up when you search the other woman's name.
I feel like I believed this. Yeah, maybe you sent it to me. I don't know.
All these people believe that Reba's ex-husband married a woman who looked identical to her and her name's like Laura something, but it's just the internet.
Well, it'll do that. The internet changed the definition of Santorum.
Right. And it's like when you Google like loser and pictures of Trump come up, like, Who's tagging these photos?
QAnon, it's gotta be. I do believe, maybe. I don't know.
Whenever someone says QAnon, all I can think of is, you know that reporter that Trevor Noah would always send out to the Trump rallies?
Yes.
He was like, I love those videos, first of all. But he was like interviewing this guy who was like believing QAnon, and he was calling it QAnon.
No.
and the guy was QAnon. Like, and he was like, why are you saying QAnon? And he was like, well, you got to pronounce the Q. So not when anyone says QAnon, I think QAnon. So I hope we can change that as well.
Did we discuss Wendy Williams on The Masked Singer? I think we did, vaguely.
I think we did. I saw...
Living for all of everyone turning it into like a meme, because everyone's doing like a... I need to send you the clips of it.
I saw one that someone had made a Spotify playlist.
Oh, I did see that. I loved it.
Each title of the song was like one of the noises she made.
Nobody holds the door for a native New Yorker. I don't know if you know that, but what does that mean?
Is
that,
yeah.
No one opens the door for a native New Yorker.
Was that an original?
I don't know what that is, actually.
I feel like, was that a song Gaga covered with Tony Bennett? It seems very that.
Native New Yorker by Odyssey, I guess. She really brought it back.
Should I put it in the Power Hour this year?
Please. What else is going to go in? I don't know. I was just talking to Nathan. I'm like, are we doing 100 things I did in 2020? Because, bitch, there aren't 100 things. Like, that's a stretch.
I mean, you're going to have to, like, figure it out. I mean, how much jump roping can you put in a 100 things video?
I was thinking of doing a ranking of every video I made in 2020. Like, the A, B, C, D, E.
Do we get to vote?
Maybe. Fan voted. Ranking my own videos. Great. Thanks.
I'll rank them for you if you need a second opinion.
They aren't doing a YouTube Rewind this year. Are you happy? Are you upset?
I don't know the last time I watched a YouTube Rewind.
Yeah, they really lost the plot with that. They used to be really good, and then it turned into garbage.
The last one I saw was the one that had Katy Perry's Dark Horse in it, so that would have been like 2014.
That was me. I was Katy Perry in Dark Horse.
I was there.
Oh, were you at the set?
I spent a whole day at that shoot.
Lucky you.
You're telling me.
Yeah, they announced no YouTube Rewind, and I thought, you know what? After the last couple of years, all people did was shit on it. So if I were YouTube, I'd be like, no, we're not spending all this money for y'all to just drag us and give us the most disliked video on YouTube every single year because y'all just hate things.
What money are they spending? It's not like they paid you.
No, but the amount of money they put into it is like a lot.
True.
And like flying out and sets and costumes and this and that. It's a to-do.
I believe you.
Hey,
did you see Harry Styles in a dress?
I did, and I don't think I cared.
Yeah, I only saw it because, I mean, I saw it, but then I saw all the Republicans really crying about it.
This is, I don't understand, like, people being like, they're trying to fuck with masculinity or blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, this is not new. Like, do you not remember that, like, magazine cover of Brad Pitt in a dress?
No.
Did that happen? I think it was like Vogue or something in like the year 2000, I think. Like way back in the day. But like, this is not new. And David Bowie in, you know, a dress and like, who else?
Clowns wear dresses all the time.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. But like, it's
are we going to ban all clowns?
What I'm finding is, I think with the Trump loss, these like grifters that just make a whole identity on Twitter based on being a Trump supporter, what do they have to talk about now? So they're just desperate to cling to scare tactics of like culture shock that liberals are trying to change men and blah, 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 blah. And I think,
yeah,
I
saw all the stupid talking heads tweeting, not the band, the talking heads, but all the Republican talking heads tweeting about, I wish men were more manly. They're trying to take away manliness.
It's like now that they don't have Trump in power to like do their diabolical garbage schemes, now they're going to, I feel like it's going to go back to what it felt like when Obama was in office and them just like attacking liberal
him
culture.
Wearing a,
and
him
like,
wearing a tan suit.
Yeah, just like dumb shit because they have nothing to cling to. So Harry Styles in a dress, not only is it not groundbreaking, but I also thought it was fine. Whatever, who cares? Wonderful, good for him. If you felt the vibe, if you liked the look, good. I thought it was a good look and didn't change my life one way or the other. I think Styles is great, but like, girl, you're really having a heart attack about this?
Pick your battles.
Yeah.
And didn't he wear, I'm pretty sure he wore a dress in one of his music videos like last year or earlier this year. So like, why is this a news?
Because they got nothing to talk about because they're bored out of their wits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twiddler their thumbs.
Waiting for a cum explosion.
Aren't we all?
Yep. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about today, Corey?
You know, I'm here. I'm looking at my little notes that I had. Mm-hmm. That's about it on me.
Well,
I did have one question.
What's up, baby?
Do you think your fingernails grow faster than your toenails?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, me too. Why is that?
I have no clue now that I think about it, but I would assume yes.
I definitely cut my fingernails more regularly than I cut my toenails, but like, why?
I don't know.
Shouldn't all of our nails be growing at the same time?
I would think, yes. But I also, nails really freak me out because it's like, yeah, we're mammals, but like nails
it's our
to
human
me,
claws.
Yeah, they're claws.
That's like how we could up climb like, trees.
They're like fucking, it feels very like
Wolverine.
I don't know. Sure. Yeah. Reptilian even. It just feels.
You think?
It feels like it doesn't go with monkeys, which we are.
Do monkeys have fingernails?
I don't know. Maybe.
Damn. Now I want to Google some monkey fingers.
You can. Hey, what's that monkey bread? Oh, I love monkey bread.
I've never even had that. I hear people talk about it all the time. I'm like, what is it? Like a cinnamon roll with raisins in it?
No raisins, I don't think. But it's delicious. I highly recommend. I saw it in the frozen food section, but
buy it at the store?
Yes, like a box in the frozen food section.
Oh, I thought it was something you have to like make like your mom like made it when you were in fourth grade and you brought it in for your birthday.
I would think it's better homemade, but who knows? It depends on who's making it.
How much monkey is in it?
No monkey, baby.
One cup?
No monkey. None. Not a single one. No, ma'am. Just three little birds. Well,
that's false. That's false fucking advertising. No monkey in my monkey bread.
No monkey bread. No monkey in the bread, baby.
Fuck. That'd be like banana bread with no bananas.
Yup.
See? False advertisement. Baby Rexa.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Are you going home?
No, okay. I haven't gone home for Thanksgiving in years.
Good answer. And I hope you all listening are not going home either. Or unless it's, I don't know.
My local store sells canned cranberry sauce and stovetop. Where do I gotta be?
Good. Great. That's what I like to hear. If we don't have the leadership telling us to stay home, at least you have me and Corey telling you maybe stay home.
Yeah. Thanks. Be safe out there. Wear a mask.
Okay. Corey, I think that's all we have for today. Where can people find
you? You can find me online at BebeRaxa. lovesmonkeybread.com.
And you can find me on the set of YouTube Rewind wondering where is everyone.
Where are they?
Where is everyone? If there were going to be a YouTube rewind this year, like, is there any music video that you would want to be the in that scene of their of them remaking it? I guess, obviously, Rain on Me or maybe any Gaga moment,
I guess. Or maybe that Harry Styles music video where he's in a dress.
Maybe.
Did you see the one? Have you seen the one where he's got a fish that's his like best friend?
You'll have to check it out. I wonder if the if they were doing a YouTube rewind, if the the semen explosion from the bull insemination factory would make it in, because you know it's topical.
Next year,
maybe. Okay. Well, have a good life, Corey. I'll see you on the internet.
We didn't, Tyler.
We didn't.
You're going to be the next podcast of the United States. All right, bye.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.